This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Swetolski. A man well known as Popeye in Fort Lauderdale was killed by a hit-and-run driver earlier this week. I stopped by his favorite lunch spot to see how friends remember him. Near where Sunrise and Broward Boulevards meet, Jalen Sestero runs a hot dog stand in front of a Home Depot store. He met Popeye 5 years ago when he came to order his first of many hot dogs.
Always yellow mustard and relish. That's all he liked. That and a Yoo-Hoo. He would get a straw with the Yoo-Hoo and he would always blow the straw, you know, the wrapper off the straw into the air and he would watch it fly. Like, that was his favorite thing.
Popeye had been homeless off and on for more than a decade. He often braved the traffic on Sunrise Boulevard in his wheelchair, asking people for money.
He was always happy, always upbeat, always, you know, telling jokes. He always had the American flag.
Popeye spent Hurricane Irma in the Home Depot's covered parking lot. Tony Ehrlich did too. The friends saw each other for the last time hours before the hit and run.
His attitude was real upbeat even though he was in the situation he was in. I was shocked.
Fort Lauderdale police are still investigating the incident that killed him. Popeye's real name was Ronald Gray. Ehrlich says he doesn't know where the nickname came from, but his friend did like to draw the cartoon couple Popeye and Olive Oil. I'm Katie Swetolski in Hollywood.